The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Parashas Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha deals with Avram. With Abraham. Let's go back to the end of Parshas Noach. In Parshas Noach, Perek Yud Aleph Posuk Yud, the Torah starts reckoning the different generations. Ela told the Shem. Shem was one of the sons of Noach, so we have Noach and then Shem. Then afterwards it brings Vapachshod, then Veshelach, then Aver, Peleg, then Reu, then Srug, then Nochor, and Nochor gave birth to Terach. Terach gave birth to Avraham. Terach had three sons, Avram, Nochor, and Hor. So we see that there were, after Noach, there were 10 generations before Avraham. Shem, Apachshod, Shelach, Aver, Peleg, Reu, Srug, Nochor, Terach, and Avraham. And that's what we learned in the Mishnah and Masechet Ovis, Perekei Mishnah Gimel. There were Asor Deris, Mineach, and Avraham. 10 generations between Noach and Abraham. And also, if we go back further, we will see, and this also was stated in the Mishnah Novish, Asor Deris me Odom HaNeach, that there were 10 generations from Odom HaRishon, from the first man until Noach, which means that Abraham was born 20 generations after the creation of the world. And also we learn at the end of Parshas Noach, at the very end, that Abraham took a wife, and this wife was Sarah. And Sarah was a niece of his, Bas Horon, Bas Ochiv Horon, the daughter of Horon. And then Terach took his family. He took Abraham together with Sarah, and he took Lot, who also was a grandchild of his. And Terach was a grandchild. So he also was a grandchild of Terach. And he left his land. Now his land was Ur Kasdim, which was Babel, Babylonia. Today that is in the area of Iraq. And he left to go to Arzo Kinaan, to go to Canaan. But for some reason, he never reached the Terach and his family. He reached the city of Choron by Yeshvu Shom, and this is where he dwelled. And then the Torah tells us that Terach was Chomesh Shonim Umosaim Shona, 205 years old, and he died in the land of Choron. And there ends the parshas of Noach. At the beginning of Lech Lecho, Vayema Hashem el Avram, Hashem came to Avram. Lech lecho me'atzecho, u'me'meladetecho, u'me'beisavicho. Go out from your land, from your birthplace, and from the house of your father. Elo'oretz asher ar'eko, to the land which I will show you. And then the Almighty comes and starts to heap brochas on Avraham. Ve'escho legei godol, I will make you into a great nation. Vavarechecho, and I will bless you. Ve'agad l'shemecho, and I will make your name great. The Yehei Brocho, and you shall be for a blessing. Avorcho mevarachecho, and I will bless all of those who bless you. Umekalelcho oor, and I will curse all of those that curse you. Venivruchu vecho kol mishpecheso adoma, and all of the families of the earth shall be blessed through you. Let's see what we can learn from these brochos, from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu first told Abraham. Now this is the first place in the Torah where the Almighty comes to speak to Abraham. It's the first place which is recorded in the Torah. There's a possibility, maybe he came before. See, but this is the first place where it's recorded in the Torah. Firstly, he talks to him about Azivus Artzecho Meladetecho, that you shall leave your land and your birthplace and the house of your father. And what is the reason for that? Because
the Almighty is saying that I want to bless you, I want to make you blessed, and it's impossible for all of these brachas or for any of these brachas to take effect as long as you are in your birthplace, as long as you are in your father's house. You must distance yourself from there. You must distance yourself from your entire past. Go away from there. And we'll speak a little more about this shortly. And then he said, El Oretz Asher Areko, go to the land which I will show you. Now here he was indicating to Avraham that I'm going to bring you to a land, Eretz Canaan, which was Eretz Yisrael, and I'm going to give you this land. In Pasuk Zion, it states, Vayera Hashem el Avraham, Vayom el Zaracho, Etenes Oretz Azos, that Hashem came to Avraham, and he said that to your seed I shall give this land. Now this is not something of a small measure. This was Eretz Yisrael, which was the chosen land of all of the lands, Mikol Arotzes. This was the land where HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose that he would bring his Shekhinah, his presence to, and eventually the Beis HaMikdosh. The temple would be built there. And the people knew of this land, because we find that one of the very righteous people was Shem, the son, one of the sons of Noach. And later on in this parsha, when Avraham comes to Eretz Yisrael, and he comes, and there he gets involved with a war between four kings and five kings. So there it states that he comes to a city which is called Shalem, and the name of the king was Malki Tzedek. Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem. This is in Pasuk Yud Ches, later on in Bereishis Yud Dalet. And the sages tell us that this Malki Tzedek was Shem, and Shalem is Yerushalayim. So we see that Shem, who was from the very, very righteous of the early generations, went and placed himself in Yerushalayim. And there he was the king. And evidently they knew of the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. They knew of its sacredness. The fact is, originally, when Noach divided up the world between his three sons, Eretz Yisrael fell into the hands, into the portion of Shem. And as we learned, Avraham is a descendant of Shem. So he had a claim to it. It was called Eretz Canaan, however, because there were seven nations living there, and all of those nations were the sons of Canaan. Canaan comes from a different son of Noach, from Chom. And they were Heilech Vekevish Esoretz. They were coming to take away the land. So eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to bring it back to the rightful heir. But in particular to Avraham, this was a prize. Because I am choosing you, then I will give to you and your children this land. Secondly, another reason why he told him, go to the land which I will show you, because he wanted to give him all of these brachas, and these brachas could take effect only in Eretz Yisrael, as Rashi brings. See, v'shom eschol legoy gadol v'lei kan. There I can make you into a great nation, and not here. Then the Almighty said to Avraham, v'eschol legoy gadol, I will make you into a great nation. What does that mean? That was the bracha of Piru Urvu. I will give you multitude. At that time, Avraham had no children whatsoever. At the end of Parshas Noach, it states that Sarah was Akora, she was barren. But here Hashem promised that V'eschol legoy gadol, I will give you great multitude. You will expand. He didn't tell him, though, how much he would expand. If we look at the end of Parshas Vayera, this is where Avraham fulfills the will of Hashem to offer his son Yitzchok to him.
and the angel came. So there it states, "Vayikra Malach Hashem al Avram Shenis Min Hashemayim." This is in Vayirachov Beis Posuk Tes Vav. Yan Asher Asisus Adover Azeh, because you have again listened to my voice. Ki Vorech Avorechecho VeHarbo Arbe Azarcho, I will multiply your seed Ki Keifei Hashemayim, that they will number it like the stars of the heaven. V'chachol Asher Asfas Hayom, and like the sands on the shores of the sea. So this bracha was to be even furthered to the point where how would he multiply Abraham, that his children would number as the stars of the sky and the sands of the sea. Then the Almighty said, Vavorechecho, I will bless you. What does that mean? Rashi tells us, Birchas Amomen Vashirus, I will make you wealthy. Not only will I give you great quantity of children, but I will make you wealthy. And we see this took effect immediately, because in our parsha, shortly after he came into Eretz Yisrael, there was a famine in the land, and they were forced to leave their land and go down to Egypt. And in Pasuk Tes Zayin it states, Lavrom Eitev Bavura. Pare, the king of Egypt, didn't know that Sarah was the wife of Avram, and he abducted her, and he wanted to take her for a queen. And then finally, when everything was straightened out, and he returned her to Avram, so he, in order to make amends, he gave lavish gifts to Avram. Vahi leitzein uvoko v'chamorim v'avodim u'shvoches v'asenis u'gmalim. And Avram had sheep and cattle and donkeys, and slaves, and ugemalim and camels. And then also a little later in Pasuk Aleph and Beis, it states, Avram koved mi'od. And Avraham, as they were traveling, he was heavy, he was loaded down with possessions. Ba'mikne, ba'kesev, ba'zov. With cattle, and with silver, and with gold. So, here we see that this brocha took effect immediately. And then, a little later, in Pasuk Hei, it states, V'gam l'leit ha'helech es Avram, ho'yotzeinu voker v'o'alim. And Lot, Avram's nephew, his brother's son, also was loaded down with possessions, with sheep and cattle, and with tents. V'leinoso esom oris l'shevesh yachdov. And between the two of them, they had so much that there was not enough land for them. Ki hoya ruchushim rav, rov, v'leyochlu l'shevesh yachdov. But their possessions were so many that they could not dwell together, so they had to separate. And this, the reason why Lot became so wealthy was because, as Rashi brings, it states, V'gam l'leit ha'helech as Avram, because he went with Avraham. When a brocha comes to someone, if it comes behind Yofa with a fullness, so it spills over unto all of those who are around him. So it spilled over to Lot also. So this was the brocha of Vavarechecho, Birchus Amomen, that I will bless you with physical wealth. Then, as Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Vagadlo Shemecho, I will make your name great. What does this mean? Firstly, it means Vagadlo Shemecho, that your name will be known throughout the entire world. Sheidia Tivacho Be'elam. Your reputation will go from one end of the world to the other. We find the fulfillment of this bracha. We find that perhaps there is no more famous person in the world than Avraham. Who doesn't know of him? Not only does his reputation go throughout the entire world, but it went throughout all of the entire generations. Avraham lived thousands of years ago, and still everyone knows of him. This was the Kiyum HaBrocha, the fulfillment of the Brocha, V'agadlo Shmecho, that I shall make your name great. You see, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give a Brocha, it's a Brocha. I don't know how well Abraham's name is known in the Far Eastern countries. I don't know. I was once told by someone who visited those lands that they didn't know of Abraham. I'm not sure. Perhaps they do know. In the Far East. What? So I don't know. I don't know if they know of him or not, if in their history annals it's written or not. But certainly wherever Jews went, and wherever Jews settled, with a substantial number, there Abraham's name was known. So this is what is meant, Vagad l'shemecho, I will make your name great. Then there was a second intention with this bracha. And Rashi brings this. I will make your name larger by adding another letter to it. Later on we find that Avram's name, which was Avram, was given an extra hey, and it became Avraham. So what it means is, literally, I will make your name bigger. I will add another letter to it. What was the bracha of that? This was a very substantial bracha. Because a name, especially biblical names, were made ala etzem, they meant something. And what did Hashem do by adding a hey to Avram's name? Chazal tell us, sages tell us, what was Avram? Avram meant Avram. He was a great and mighty father. Avraham meant Av Hamein Gaim. Not just a great and mighty father, but he was a father to a multitude of nations. Many great nations came from Avraham. Also, Hey is the letter of Hashem's name. So Hashem said, V'agad l'shemecha, I will make your name, I will enlarge your name, I will add a letter from my name to your name. After he added the hay, so the gematria, the numerical value of Avraham, was Taryag, 613 mitzvahs, which meant that Avraham had now risen to a height where he could fulfill all 613 mitzvahs, and he could be meishel, he could rule over himself totally. Now this is not something light. Today we think that many people perhaps can fulfill the 613 mitzvahs. We must bear in mind that Torah wasn't given. Torah wasn't given. And Torah was unknown to most of the world. And no one ever taught Avraham Torah. And still he came to a level where he could rule over the 613 mitzvahs. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him part of his name in the name of Avraham. So this is another intent in the bracha of Ve'agad l'shemecho. Then Hashem said, Ve'heye bracha, and you shall be a blessing. What does this mean now? See, he already said, I'll give you the land, and I will make you into a great nation, and I will make your name great. What does it mean, Ve'heye bracha, and you shall be for a blessing? You shall be for a blessing. Rashi brings that Abrochis Nesunes Biyotcho Ad Achsho Hoye Biyodi Birchosi Laodem Benayachomi Achsho Vatote Vorech Esa Shetachpetz. The Brochis which I'm giving you, not only am I giving you that you should benefit from these brachas, but you will be a balabos, you will be an owner of these brachas to give them to others. The bracha shall be yours. The Almighty came and he blessed Adam, the first man. And he came and he gave brachas to Noach. Till now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept his brachas to himself. But now, the bracha, I give them to you, to Avraham. And you can bless who you want with them. And Avraham gave them to Yitzchok. And Yitzchok wanted to give them to Esav. But because of the intervention of Rivka, they were given to Yaakov. And Yaakov, before his death, blessed all of his sons with these brachos. And Yosef blessed his sons with these brachos. These were these brachos. These brachos
Not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless Avraham with them, but he gave them to Klal Yisrael. He gave them to Avraham. Vehei brocha, and they shall be yours. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ve'avorcha mevarachecha, I will bless those who bless you, umekalelcha o'or, and I will curse those who curse you. Whoever blesses you, I will bless them. Whoever curses you, I will curse you. The Gemara brings in Masechta Chulin that the Gemara says Klal Yisrael receives a bracha from the Kahanim, because the Kahanim were commanded that this is how you shall bless Bnei Yisrael. So there's a mitzvah for the Kahanim to bless Yisrael, but who blesses the Kahanim? So the Gemara says that Hashem will bless the Kahanim. Why? Because Hashem said, whoever blesses you or your children, I will come and bless. So therefore, when the Kahanim bless Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to come and bless the Kahanim. The Gemara brings from here, the Mefarshim commentaries bring from here, that if you give a bracha to a Jew, you shouldn't look at it lightly, because you're giving a bracha to the seed of Abraham. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised that whoever will bless Abraham, he will come and bless. So when you give a bracha to a Jew, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and blesses you. That's why it's a very substantial gain to give a bracha to a Jew, to wish him a shalom, or to wish him good morning or good evening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come and bless you, like it states here, V'avorcha bevarechecha. Then it states, "V'nivrachu b'cha kol mishpacha Yisrael Adama." All of the families of the earth will be blessed through you. This means, Rashi says, one of the kavonas, one of the intentions in this is. All of the families of the earth will be blessed through you, will be blessed by you. This means that when anyone in the world will want to give a blessing to his son, he'll say, be like Abraham. Abraham will be the role model. I want you to be good. I want you to be great. I want you to be like Abraham. This is what it means. From here you see how far the generations have fallen today. Today people give a blessing to their son. What do they want their son to grow up to be? Well, they tell him that he should be successful in business. He should be like this, a great businessman. Or he should be like this well-known personality. Or like this great athlete, or whatever it might be. But you don't hear a person telling his son, be like Abraham. But this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that when people still had values and they knew what values were, the blessing that they would give to their son would be like Abraham. At the end of Parshas Re'eh, it states, when the angel came, so there it states, Vizborachu bezaracho kol goyei ha'oretz, that not all of the families of the earth will be blessed through you, but all of the families of the earth will be blessed through your zera, through your seed. And from here we hear another intention in this bracha. This means that through your seed also will be a bracha to all of the families of the world. Your seed, which will be Israel, they will go to Har Sinai and be Mekabel Torah. They will receive the Torah. They will bring the Torah into the world. And this will be a bracha to the entire world, to everyone. They will be a light into the world. All of the nations of the world will be blessed through you, and through Bezaracho, through your seed. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when he created the world, so he looked for someone to give the Torah to. And he said that if he cannot find a nation that will bring Torah into the world, so then I'm going to take the entire creation and return it to nothingness. So because Abraham and his seed brought Torah into the world, so there was a bracha, a blessing for all of the nations of the world. And Klal Yisrael became a light to the world. It's a paradox that we find anti-Semitism in the world, because the entire world owes a great gift to Klal Yisrael, because through them they became mevorach, they became blessed also. So these are the brachas which Hashem gave to Avraham. From here we can see two things. One is, we find that throughout history the seed of Avraham, the Jews, have kinahara been very successful. They've gone from one land to the other. And even though they've suffered tremendously, and they've been in Golus, in exile, and they've been driven out of lands, and there's been constantly persecutions against them, and constantly laws which tied their hands and made life difficult for them, and many times they were massacred with pogroms and holocausts, but still we see wherever they went, didn't take them very long to become very, very successful in almost any field that they endeavored to go into. And people always wondered, how is this possible? The basic answer to this is that because they are a blessed nation, these brachas are very powerful. As we see by Abraham, shortly later he became such a wealthy man. And we see the name, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'agad lo shemecho, I'll make your name great, it became the greatest name in the world. And all of these blessings went into a zera, went into a seed. And therefore, we must realize that we carry very, very powerful brachas, which were given to us from our ancestors. And the brachas were given to them to hand down to the generations. And this is the unbelievable and wonderful potential that's found in the Jew. It has to be used properly. It has to be used responsibly. It has to be used with direction. But nevertheless, this has given the Jew a tremendous brocho, a tremendous talents and abilities and success. And this is one thing we can learn from here. Secondly, what we can learn from here, what it means to be a Jew, Zera Avraham. What is a Jew? The Jew are the sons of Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Those either who were born from Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, or those who came to become part of the nation of Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. What does it mean to be a Jew? To be a Jew means that you're part of the most blessed family on earth. Now, this is not something that we're saying. This is what the Torah says. It's written for the entire world to see. And the entire world has seen it. For generations and generations and generations. Perhaps this was one of the causes, perhaps, of jealousy or anti-Semitism by some of the nations, some of the Western nations. But the facts are here. Kodesh Baruch Hu chose Avraham, he chose no one else. Bochartki Avraham, Bochartu bi Avraham. Asher Bochartu bi Avraham, Veitzesu mi Ur Kasdim. I have chosen in Avraham, and I took him, mi Ur Kasdim, that's his parsha. I took him from his home in order to make him into this great nation. So Hashem chose Avraham and Zerah. And he chose them to give these brachas to and to represent him in the world to bring Torah. So this is a great, great schus. This was a schus given to no other nation. It's a great responsibility, but also it's a great schus. And a Jew has to be elated over being part of the family of Abraham. And this is what we say in the brochas, Asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim, that you we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you have chosen us from all of the nations, v'nosan lono esterosai, and you have given us the Torah. I mentioned this not long ago, that there was Reb Simcha Wasserman here, who was visiting South Africa not long ago. He's the son of the great Reb Elchanan Wasserman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And he told me, he said he likes coming to South Africa because he sees so many happy Jews. He says, what do I mean happy Jews? Jews who are happy because they're Jews? So I asked him, "But do you have to come to South Africa for that?" He said, yes. He says, in other places, he says, I don't see Jews who are happy that they're Jews. The fact is, the words he mentioned, he says, I see miserable Jews. I see Jews who are sorry that they're Jews. It's not easy to be a Jew. The history of the Jews have not been easy. But it was not easy to be Abraham either. And the next Mishnah, Masechet Avos, that states there were 10 generations, 20 generations between Abraham and the creation of the world, states we are sorry nishenus, and also as Abraham. Kodesh Baruch Hu tested Abraham with 10 severe tests, with 10 great difficulties. And a good part of Abraham's life was that he was a fugitive, that he was in hiding. He ran. Kings and nations tried to destroy him. He was a great troublemaker as far as they were concerned. So it wasn't easy to be Abraham either. So he said, in other places, I see miserable Jews. Jews who are miserable because they're Jews. Since I come to South Africa, I see happy Jews. This is very important. This is a great praise for South African Jewry. This is very important. A Jew has to every day experience the simcha of Asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim, that I'm part of a nation which you have chosen me to be from all of the nations of the world. V'yisborcho b'zaracho kol goyei ha'aretz. All of the nations of the world are blessed because of you. And this is a great, great simcha. This is the second thing that we must learn from here. Now, we can ask the question, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Abraham from all of the nations and from all of the people. And he gave him all of these brachos. What was the individual greatness of this person? What was the individual greatness? The individual greatness of Abraham is told to us by his name. His name, as mentioned, is Avram or Avraham. And Av means a father. Now, in Klal Yisrael, we have what is known, we just celebrated Sukkot, and there we speak about the Zayin Ushbizin, the 7 guests which come into the Sukkah. Each day, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. These Zayin Ushbizin are referred to loosely, sometimes as the Zayin Shiva Oves, all fathers of Klal Yisrael. sometimes as the Shiva Raim, the shepherds of Klal Yisrael. But all of these seven, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Moshe, Aaron, and David, and Shlaima, and Yosef, and David, all of these gave to Klal Yisrael a foundation into the binyan, into the building of the house of Israel. This is why they are singled out. We know Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Moshe and Aaron. Moshe was Torah, brought the Torah into the world. Aaron was brought Kahuna into the world. Yosef was known as Yosef HaTzadik, the righteous one. David brought Malchus, the kingship, into the world. So they all contributed something to Klal Yisrael, which was not there without them and would not have been there without them. And therefore, each one is special. And this is they represent on Sukkot what we call the Zayin Ushpizin. But only three of them are actually known as Oves. See, technically the others are not called Oves. The Oves are only Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, and the Imols are, those are the fathers, and the mothers are Sora, Rivka, Rocha, Valeya. Of the Oves, Avraham is the first. What is an Av, a father? The Gemara tells us very simply, Oves Michlal Dika told us. A father means that there are children. If there are no children, then he's not a father. Father means that there are children. There are offsprings. So the word Av means a creator. Someone who has created something that was not there before. Oves Michlal Dika told us. Generations, children, though, do not have to be actual physical children. You can be a father in another way also. For example, last week's Parsha, in the beginning of Parsha's Neach, it states, Elu told us Neach. These are the generations of Neach. Neach is Sadik Tomim Hoya B'dei Reisav. Neach was a righteous person in his generation. It doesn't make sense. It says, these are the generations of Neach, which should mean these are the children of Neach. Then it doesn't tell us who the children are. It says that Neach was a righteous person in his generation. Only later does it say, Vayeled Neach Shleish Avonim, that Neach gave birth to three sons, Shem, Chom, and Yofes. So Rashi tells us, Lelam decho sheika told the same shel tzaddikim maisim tevim. That told the same shel tzaddikim, the generations, the offsprings, the creations of the righteous, are not necessarily their children, but the creations of the righteous are their deeds. Therefore, Elo told this Nayach, these are the generations of Nayach. What? Nayach is sadik tomim hoyu b'dei reshov. That Nayach was a righteous man in his generation. Well, we find the same principle where it states that a person, just like a person is obligated to give honor to his father and mother because they have physically brought him into this world, he's also obligated to give the same honor and even more to one who teaches him Torah, because he is spiritually bringing him into this world. He is bringing him into this world and the next world. Or we find also, it states that when Abraham and Sarah went to Eretz Canaan, to Eretz Israel, so it tells us in Pasuk Kei, that they took everything with them, and also the nefesh, the people that they made in Choron. What does it mean, the people they made in Choron? So the Targum brings, Yos nafshosu de shabidu laraisu. Avraham and Sarah taught Torah. They taught Torah of the Almighty. They taught people of what the Almighty expected from them. And this was called Hanefesh Asher Osu Bechorin. That these are people that they made. Because when you teach someone Torah, Kili Yolde, it's as if you make him. So when we say that an Av, a father, the whole definition of father is that he has created something. If he hasn't created, he's not a father. It can mean children, or it can mean other yisodas, other foundations he is bringing which did not exist before. This is the definition of an av, of a father. It's for that reason that only Abraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov are known as fathers. All of the Zaynu Shpizim, all of them gave to Klal Yisrael what it did not have before. But evidently, whatever they gave did not give them the right to be classified as fathers, except Abraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov. Abraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov gave birth to Klal Yisrael. They created an entire house of Israel, each one of them. And therefore they were known as the Oves, and together with the Imavos, together with Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Now, the first Av, though, the first father, this was Avraham. And we have to give attention to this point, because in here is something very unique. Yitzchok was a son of Avraham. So whatever Yitzchok contributed to the world, much of it was built on what he had inherited from Avraham. Yaakov was a son of Yitzchok and a grandson of Avraham. So whatever he contributed to the world, much of it, if not all of it, was built on what he had inherited from Avraham and Yitzchok. So even though by the fact that they were called Oves, they were Oves HaOlam, they were known not only as an Av Proti, an individual father, but Oves HaOlam, fathers of the world. And this means that they must have contributed something on their own, but still a great deal was built on what they received from Avraham. But now the question is, what Avraham gave to the world, where did he get that from? Where did that come from? And the answer is it came from nowhere. It came from nowhere. It certainly did not come from Terach. Terach, who was his father, was an Eved Avodah Zarah. He was an idolater. Aveseinu hoyu Evdim Avodah Zarah. Terach lived in Ur Kasdim, which was a land of very, very low scruples and morals, to the point where it states in the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishkorek Bechol Yayim. He always had remorse that he created that land. A very wicked land with a very wicked people. To the point where Hashem told Avraham, Yisrachik Miseh, go from there. I can't talk to you while you're there. And Avraham grew up in such a family and in such an environment. So the question is, what he was to give to the world, and what was he to give to the world to the point where he would be called an Av LeOlam, a father of a world. Vizborchu bezaracho kol goyei haoretz. All of the nations of the world will be blessed through your seed. But where did Avraham get that to give to the world? And the answer is he received it from no place. But he created it in himself. And this is why Avraham, not only was he the first of the Oves, but in his name is the name of Av, which we do not find by Yitzchok or Yaakov. In his name was the word Av. And Avraham, a great and mighty father, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu added a hey, Av Hamon Goyim, he will be a father of multitudes of nations. So if we want to find what is this individuality that Avraham had and all of the rest didn't? The individuality was this immense creative and original force where he gave to the world foundations that never existed before, and it was totally developed and nurtured by himself with no inheritance from anyone before him. He didn't receive this from his fathers, and he didn't learn Torah by his fathers. He had no one to learn Torah from. In his area of the world, there was no one that knew Torah. Not until he came to Eretz Yisrael, perhaps, and he met with Shem and others, then he came to people that he could discuss Torah with. The Torah, for various reasons, we don't have time to go into it this evening. We spoke a little about it at Yom Kippur. It does not tell us the background of Abraham. It just comes and tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him. But Avraham had amassed a great following. The Rambam writes, thousands and tens of thousands of followers Avraham had amassed. He fought against kings, he fought wars, and all to bring Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, to bring the name of Hashem into the world. And we must realize something else. Today we take for granted that people are aware of the name of Hashem. We take it for granted because there's a Torah written, there's an Old Testament, there's all kind of books written, and so forth and so on. There's nothing to be taken for granted, because for 20 generations the name of Hashem was not known. Abraham was the one who brought the Shekhinah down into this world and to bring it to stay. There were those that brought it perhaps very sparingly or temporarily, but to bring it permanently and where it would stay, this was Abraham. Yitzchok followed, but Yitzchok already was a follower. Yaakov followed, and Yitzchok and Yaakov contributed to the world where Abraham did not contribute, because they took the foundations of Abraham and they perfected them more, and they varied them, and they built on them. So therefore they are also always fathers of the nation and fathers of the world. But they followed in the steps of Abraham. They built on what Abraham started. But the maskil, the one who started, the reishis, the beginning, this was Abraham. A reishis, a beginning, means that nothing preceded it. Because if something preceded it, then no longer is it a reishis, no longer is it a beginning. And Abraham was the maskil. This means nothing preceded him. What he contributed to the world was totally and totality from himself. And this is why in his name he was known as Av, the father of the world, together with Sot. From here we understand a few things which Chazal tell us. For example, it states in the creation of the world, Eile told the Shemaim v'oretz bihi barom. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth, bihi barom, when Hashem created them. So the Medrash tells us, the Medrash Rabba tells us, B'schusei shel Avraham avinu nivra ha'olam, B'eisis Avraham. That word, hi barom, has the same letters as Avraham's name. So this is how we must read the Pasuk. Eile told the Shemaim Voretz, these are the generations of the heavens of the earth, hi barom, the Avraham that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for Avraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it was for Avraham. What does that mean? Created it for all mankind. Why for Avraham? Because Hashem, it was not made to be that way. When Hashem created the world, there was no reason why Adam HaRishon, the first man, should not have been Avraham. And from the first man, Torah should have been brought into the world. It could have been that way. But it wasn't, because man did not live up to their task. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, saw through his prophecy that for 20 generations there will be Tehu Vavayu, there will be
darkness in the world. There will be no one to come and to live up to his expectations for 20 generations. But 20 generations after the creation of the world, there will be an individual that will stand up on his own and that will have immense powers, immense creativity, an immense mind, an immense heart, an immense soul. And he will be subjected to all types of difficulties and obstacles. And on his own, he will perfect himself to the point where, through his own wisdom, he will come to the entire Torah that Klal Yisrael came to at Har Sinai. And he will come to know me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, like Klal Yisrael will know me at Har Sinai. And he will come to fight for me and for my honor in the world, and to risk his life and to teach this to the world. And therefore, the whole justification of the creation of the world is because of that man. And he will be such a model and teacher, such an inspiration, that his children forever will never leave his ways. So the justification for the world is for that man. Because if not for that man, then there's no justification for the world. Therefore it states, Ela told the Shemaim Vorets, these are the generations of the heavens and the earth, Bihi Barom, the Avraham, that were created for Avraham. Bishus Avraham Nivra Oil. Secondly, Hashem told Avraham, Lech lecho matzicha, go out of your land. Why was it necessary to say go out of your land? Let him just say go to Eretz Yisrael. Go to Eretz Yisrael. But two things are written. Lech lecho me'ato and go to the Oretz Asher al Ekro. And we see the two emphases here. Otherwise Hashem would have said go to the land which I show you. Because when Hashem said go out from your land, he detailed it. Go out from your land, from your birthplace, and from your father's house, and go to the land I will show you. Kodesh Baruch Hu was interested in two things: that you must leave where you are, and you must go to Eretz Yisrael. Later on, Rashi brings that Hashem said, again he tells him, no, when he said me atzicho, he says v'leikfa yotze bisho, but they already left Ur Kasdim and they came to Choron. Elisachik Od Mishom, go further away. The answer to that is because since Avraham was totally original, he was totally new, then he had no link whatsoever with his past. And then therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, separate yourself from your past and everything in your past. The past was darkness, and you are the beginning of a light, and light and darkness do not mix. If Avraham had built this knowledge and these principles and this direction on what he had inherited from his ancestors, and then he would be forged and linked to his ancestors. So there would be no need for the separation. But what Abraham built in totality was not only not built on what he received from his ancestors, but everything was totally contrary to what he had received from his ancestors. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yisrachik Mizeh. First, Lech Lecha. Leave totally everything that's behind you. And then I will show you where to go. And also, we understand that it states in the end of Parshas Neach, we read the last posuk, that Vayu Yemeserech Chomesh Shonim Amasayim Shonah, Vayom Asterech Bechoron. That the family came out of Kasdim and they came to a city called Horon. And there it states that Terach became 205 years old and he died in Horon. The Medrash tells us that really Terach didn't die then. It's true that Terach died in Horon at the age of 205 years old, but he didn't die then, because mathematically, if we figure it out, it states that Avraham was 75 years old when Hashem came to him. Avraham ben Chomesh v'shonim v'shivim shonim b'tzeisim mechoron. Avraham was 75 years old. If we'll figure it out mathematically, when Avraham was 75 years old, his father Terach was not 205 yet, but his father Terach was a good approximately 60, 70 years old, younger than 205 years. So it's true that Terach died in Horon at the age of 205, but not at the time when it seems, before Hashem came to Avraham and said, Lech lecho mi'atzecho, go out from your land, but only much later. So why does the Torah put it in this order? So Rashi brings part of it, but the Medrash comes, and the Medrash says the reason is because Avraham was very disturbed. When Hashem said, leave your father and leave everyone and go to Eretz Yisrael, Avraham was very disturbed. He said, how can I do such a thing? He says, I have an old father. How can I leave him and go someplace else? He says, you yourself have commanded, you are going to command in your Torah of Kibbur Av V'Em, that a son has to take care of a father and mother. Unfortunately, we don't find this problem today so much, but Avraham was concerned with it, and then he was concerned more. Avraham said, Nimtza Shem Shemayim Mishal Al Yodi, if I will do this, what will people say? My whole life I have given to teach people what is right and wrong. And if I walk away from an old father into a distant land, Nimtza Shishem Shamayim Mishal Al Yodi, it's a Chilul Hashem. People will learn from me what's wrong, not what's right. This is what Avraham told Hashem. So Hashem said, don't worry. He said, Becho ani peter mikibur aveim, ve'en ani peter acheri mikibur aveim. You are exempted from kibur aveim. No one else is exempted, but you are exempted. This is what Hashem answered. And he said, in order that it shouldn't look like you're leaving your father, we'll write it in the Torah in this way. Right, what's that meant? That's a discussion. But this is what he answered. Now what does it mean that everyone is obligated in honoring his father and mother and Avraham is exempted? The Maral writes, because there was no longer any link between Avraham and Terach. A person is obligated in honoring his father and mother because there is a great bridge between the two, and the child, much of the child, is made up from the father. But between Avraham and Terach there was no link whatsoever. Terach represented a world of darkness and Avraham was the beginning of the light. There's a Medrash that states, Vayhi Or, when Hashem created the world and he said, Vayhi Or, let there be light, Ze Avraham. He had on his mind the physical light would be the sun, but he was thinking also, let there be a spiritual light in the world, and that was going to be Avraham. And Avraham had lost totally all links with his previous generations. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry. You are exempt from honoring your father and mother, and no one else do I exempt from this. And then one final point. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham, he said that your children will always remember you and Yitzchok and Yaakov. They will always say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov. The God of Avraham, of Yitzchok and Yaakov. Why do they say three times? Why don't they just say the God of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? So the answer given to that is because, like we said, each one contributed. Each one contributed, firstly, a derech, a way for the world to serve the Almighty. Abraham created a way for the world to serve the Almighty. And Yitzchak added to that way, and Yaakov added to that way. And not only that, but it states that Abraham brought Hashem down into this world to a certain degree. And Yitzchak came and brought Hashem further into the world. And Yaakov came and brought Hashem even further into the world. So therefore, each one is called Elokei Abraham, and the God of Yitzchak and the God of Yaakov. But Hashem told Abraham, but when they becheismin, when they conclude the bracha, they will only mention you, Mogen Avraham, only you. In other words, Hashem told Avraham that even though your sons will be so great that they will also be considered always fathers like you, but we will not forget who the original father, who the total father was. And therefore, Chesmin Boch, they will conclude the bracha with you, Mogen Avraham. So this was the greatness of Abraham that existed by no one else. All of the Zayin Ushpizin, each one had a contribution to make that no one could make. And in that contribution, no one was greater. There was no greater king than David HaMelech. David HaMelech was a greater Melech, a king than even Meshe was, in Malchus. There was no greater prophecy than Moshe Rabbeinu. Each one had their own individual contribution, which no one exceeded. Avraham, what was his greatness? That he was the Rishis, he was the first. He was the original Av, that from nothing, from no tradition, and no one giving to him, he gave to the world. Therefore, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him, and he chose in his seed. He gave the brachas to him. Not only did he bless him, but he gave the brachas to him in order to give to his children. And he said, "B'chor nivracha kol mishpachos ha'adamah," that all of the families of the earth will be blessed because of you and your seed. This is the great schus, and at the same time the great responsibility that a Jew has from being from this chosen family. I would just like to add a footnote on something that I said during the shir, which is incorrect. I mentioned that Abraham was given an extra letter, hey, and now the numerical value of his name was 613, in coalition with the Taryag mitzvahs, the 613 mitzvahs. This is an error. With the hay, the numerical value was not 613, but Resh Mem Ches 248. And it was in correlation with the 248 positive commandments of the Torah, and also in correlation with the 248 different parts of the body, which the positive commandments correlate with. And this was to signify that Abraham now became a ruler over the entire person, and through this he could perform all of the positive mitzvahs of the Torah.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.